Well, the Democrats talk about, well, they talk about abortion. They talk about all sorts of things, right? They talk about anything to get the folks not looking at what's happening in the economy. Again, Joe Biden goes to Ohio yesterday, and Tim Ryan, Congressman Tim Ryan, who's the Democrat nominee for Senate, yeah, he had a scheduling conflict. Couldn't be there. And neither could any other high-profile Democrat. Sherrod Brown, not there. Democrat senator from Ohio. Remarkable, right? Nobody shows up. So Grover Norquist says that not only is it bad now, but they have a spending plan they don't want you to know about. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform president. Grover, good to have you back.
Steve, good to be with you.
This guy is like kryptonite to Democrats right now, as he should be. Tim Ryan had to go wash his hair twice just to skip the rally. It's remarkable. Nobody wants to be anywhere near him, but then I've noticed they've got Kamala Harris out a lot more these days, basically saying, oh, we get rid of Joe, and then you get her. So go ahead, keep pushing. You'll get her. It's kind of the way it seems to me, but what a mess, right? What a mess.
It is, and while Biden keeps telling us he wants to fix it somehow, he did spend more than a year explaining that the inflation was temporary or transitory or Putin did it or nobody used to be greedy. Then when he got elected, everyone started to be greedy. That was the inflation. I mean, he's like a kid who broke something and is trying to give you all these explanations as to what happened other than I broke it. And now they want to raise taxes again, and they want to spend more money again, doing all the same things that they did when they took $2 trillion within the first few months of the administration and just spent it, threw it up in the air, and then were surprised that that caused inflation. They want to do more of that. One of the things that even Obama said over and over again, you never raise taxes during a recession. You never raise taxes during a recession. And he actually, Obama, allowed us to continue the Bush tax cuts during the period of the recession at the beginning of Obama's term, and that was helpful. He didn't raise taxes then. He raised taxes other times, but he let us continue the Bush tax cuts. Biden says he wants to raise taxes, put price controls on new drugs, which means who's going to invent new drugs? People in Switzerland, not people in New Jersey. And all of these things have been tried before. They've all failed before. And are we in a recession? The first quarter, the first 3 months of this year, negative growth. I love that, negative growth. It contracted. I don't know what the better word is.
Well, I believe it's the Atlanta Fed, Grover. I think it's the Atlanta Fed that says that by their numbers, we're already in a recession. And trust me, if you talk to the ordinary folks, are we in a recession? Yes, we are. And here's something I want to ask you while we're on this, because I haven't been able to get a great answer on this yet. But the way we measured inflation in 1980, because they say, well, it's as bad as Jimmy Carter. Actually, some publications now saying it's far worse, that the inflation rate today, if it were calculated the way it was done in 1980 in Jimmy Carter's last hurrah, that we'd be over 17% inflation today. And to me, I look around and say, that makes sense to me, because they keep fiddling with the way they report the numbers or measure the numbers. What do you say to that?
And they decide what goes into it. They don't take all goods. It's consumer price index. Some of the things they leave out have gotten much more expensive. And your point about the Atlanta Fed, they have this thing called GDP Now. So while most people wait till 6 months is over and then look backwards and do all the calculations, they put in all the data as it happens. So you don't have an exact number, but you're getting closer and closer to what it's going to be. And their number now for the second quarter is minus 2%, worse than the first quarter. So, yes, we are in a recession. That's 6 months of negative growth. It's sort of the official term for recession. But it's getting worse. It's going to be a little thing and it will pop out of it. It was 1.3% negative. Now it's 2% negative. And Biden doesn't care. He's going back to
We're in a transition, Grover. We're in a transition.
Yes.
Yeah, to poverty for everybody. That's the actual transition we're in, to misery for everyone. Let's see. We've got energy companies that have deep-sixed power plants so we can replace them with windmills at a rate that's unbelievable. As Germany's going back and reopening coal-fired power plants, we're bulldozing them. We're the only country in the world doing that, by the way. Everybody else is building new ones. Let's see here. The list includes, from what I gather, new taxes on energy because they want to punish the energy companies that are already getting drilled, a carbon tax, a global minimum tax, excise taxes on prescription drugs, and billions of new spending to expand the Internal Revenue Service to get more taxes. That's the I guess that's the Build Back Better plan.
Yes, it's the same thing. He just has a different reason each time he pushes the same list of special interest spending and taxes on people and industries and states that he doesn't like. And he just doesn't like the people who make real energy. They live in Texas and Louisiana and Alaska, and they don't vote for him. So he wants a politicized energy industry, one that only exists with subsidies. Solar, no subsidies, very little solar. No subsidies, very little wind. Therefore, those industries will make large contributions to Democratic politicians to keep their subsidies. They will always come to Washington and ask for permission for everything. Unlike those people who do oil and natural gas and coal, they actually create wealth, and they don't need Washington to do anything other than get out of the way.
Except that that's not how these folks operate. Let me ask you this. The EPA loses badly in the Supreme Court to the state of West Virginia. And yet a lot of the headlines I read means nothing. We're going to continue to close power plants in America. It's meaningless. It actually has a lot to do with other regulatory agencies and the power that has been curtailed. But as far as turning the lights off in America, which we continue to do for some unbeknownst reason to, you know, pursue windmills and solar panels that are nowhere near where they need to be, do you think the EPA ruling will slow that? Or are you with the folks that say it's too late?
Well, here's what the Supreme Court said is. They said Congress could vote something this stupid if they wanted to. That's in the Constitution. Congress cannot hand it over to an unelected bunch of bureaucrats and have them make major decisions about the economy. Now, I would go further and say they shouldn't be able to hand it off and make any decisions about the economy. Congress needs to be wholly responsible for anything that they do so people know who to vote out. You know, the politicians love, we set up an EPA, then they destroyed the business, the mine in your neighborhood, and the congressman goes, oh, the EPA was mean. No, sir, you gave them the power. You're responsible. So from now on, if you want to close down people's power plants, your congressman and your senator and the president are going to have to stand up with their fingerprints all over this. And that's why the left is screaming, we can't do what we wanted to do if everybody watched us doing it. The people always talk about democracy dying.
You know, and you talk about they act like petulant children, Grover. Remember they told us that they were going to be the adults back in the room. They were going to be adults back in the room. Well, not exactly. Got to leave it right there. Grover Norquist, always a great conversation, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Always a pleasure, yeah. Blame somebody else. Do something else. Point your finger at other people. Yeah, that's what adults do, apparently, for Democrats. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.